age-old debate, real or fake Christmas tree? Which is better?
This could get serious, too.
There is a wrong answer. There is absolutely a wrong answer.
There's a group of people that have a real right to say so, too, but I'm not going to say.
If in your opinion, in my opinion, there is a wrong answer.
For them, it's fact.
For me, it is a fact.
Okay.
Katie.
Yes.
Real or fake?
I have absolutely 100% never wavered on this. It is real, real all the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you have a fake tree, you hate Christmas.
That's rude.
Yeah. What are some other reasons to support, like, why you think a real tree is better?
Okay, first of all, it is the tradition.
Okay.
It is the anticipation of going with your family or your friends and your loved ones, or even by yourself, as I have done my own self, of going to either the Christmas tree lot or the Christmas tree farm and finding, hunting, looking, connecting with the one tree that is meant to be yours for the season.
Yes.
And then getting it onto the car or however it is you're getting it home, coming home with your family, undoing all of your ornaments and decorate the smell of the Christmas tree, a live thing inside of your home that marks the season. It's a beautiful tradition.
Compelling argument.
That was very compelling.
Thank you.
Throw out the Costco tree. Just bought it a year ago to save my...
Jason. Right.
Well...
You have all fake trees.
I have been torn. Well, I know. I've had real trees before, and I've always viewed them as a big pain in the butt. And then I started going to the fake trees, but then I heard it hurt the farmers, because the farmers, did you know there's this big deal?
Yes.
It hurts them and their industry. So I'm like, great. But then I've realized that I have tremendous anxiety about fire. And I get very worried about the tree becoming too dry, no matter how much you water, or something happening. And then all of a sudden, the tree catches fire. So because of my personal anxiety at my house, I have finally found the most realist, swear to gosh. Most fakest real tree. Fake tree. So I have a fake tree I got from Costco, which is beautiful, looked real, but I get what you're saying, and good argument if I wasn't so anxious about fire.
Okay.
But couldn't a fire happen with your fake tree you plug it into,
A lot less chance. Way less. I mean, and if you take a real tree, like a lot of people do, like, where am I going to put this? And you have like a fire pit and you throw it in the fire pit.
Oh, yeah.
It basically explodes. It's so dry. It's very scary.
Okay.
Jason likes his trees like he likes his sweater melons. Fake,
large and fake.
And he says the same reason, he's scared of fires.
For the record, because I've been told that I don't love my family based off my tree once.
Somebody did say that to you.
We did a side-by-side years ago on social media.
Like it looked like it was from a store.
It did.
Like trying to make it nice from a store. I hate my family. Jared's is better because it was like almost tilted on its side or something like that.
Mine was real and yours was fake.
Okay. Yeah. Well, for the record,
I actually let my kids decorate it. I didn't micromanage them. I mean, a little bit. If they have like four red bulbs all right next to each other, balls, it's like, can we spread them out a little bit?
But just a little bit.
Yeah.
Katie's ornament made the cut this year. On the tree that she gave me.
That is so touching.
Matching. It is right in the front.
Which is saying something.
That's a good placement.
Wow. Yes.
What was the ornament?
So when Jason's dog passed away.
Oh, that's nice.
I made him an ornament that had Grady's face on it. And
the whole
his,
body.
And, well, he has the whole body. Nice. But then his ear. Because somebody had done, actually two people had done that for me when Maisie passed away. And it made me cry every time I pull it out of the box, but it is beautiful because you can't forget.
Nice. Very nice.
I did, when I was ordering it, think, this is not going to make it onto his tree. Because I know you, and I was okay with it because I wanted you to have it just as a memento, but I was very touched that you put it on there.
Right in the front is the number one thing that you can see on the tree, and I even allowed Everly some of her craft made ornaments onto the tree.
Why would you do that?
Even though I moved them to the back.
Oh my gosh.
Daddy, where's my ornament?
Well, right here on the back.
She doesn't think there's a difference. She's like, I'm going to put it here. I'm like, great. I love the back. The back's the best. See, the window. People can see the window. It's the backyard. But it's the window.
Santa, he goes to the back of the tree.
Yeah. I love her ornaments, most of them.
They are very beautiful.
All right, listening.
All right, real or fake? All right, I guess I'll go ahead and go. I think the cost has become so high.
It has.
I drove by a grocery store where their trees, like 2 years ago, were $30 for like a 6 foot tree. They're $60.
Oh, that's cheap.
No, I'm saying these are like not big trees. These are like the runt trees. I was like, what? So double. And then you go to the tree farm, the one I usually get 85 to 100.
Oh, we saw ones for 170.
Yeah, I saw
$170. We were like, who?
And that's if I'm getting like a 8-foot tree or 7-foot tree. Yeah. If I'm like 9 or 10-foot tree, forget you're $200.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Easy.
So, yeah. And then, you know, all the stuff Jason said and, you know, then me.
I just said the fire.
No, the fire. Yeah. Yeah, I'm concerned about that.
But then, you are supporting local.
No,
you're
I know.
Supporting local.
Right.
You know?
And then, you know, then I know myself. I throw it in my backyard and it stays there for 6-7 months.
Till it deteriorates on its own. Let's be real.
Till it combusts.
HOA. Yeah. That.
And then you know what the tree is going to look like every year with a fake tree. With that being said, real tree every time.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't hate America. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with some fake thing we got.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a way to honor him with some fake crap.
And if that's how religious people think, then
it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
And for full disclosure, I have a fake tree this year. But anyway.
You do?
I just got it yesterday.
You have a fake tree?
You have a fake tree?
I went to
after all that.
I said, kids, let's go get the tree that we do every year. And Ava's like, I don't know what she's into Christmas. She's like, Dad, can we get a fake one? And I'm like, why? She's like, I don't know, it's just clean up and all that stuff. I'm like, y'all don't do it anyway.
Have you tried spanking her at this age? Because I feel like that would really do some good.
And for the record, the fake tree that I got is not cheap.
No, they're not.
Extremely expensive. Yeah. And yes, you can use them year after year as long as the lights don't go out.
Right.
But no, but this one I got from Costco is ridiculously nice. And it was expensive. Way more expensive. It's going to take me 7 years, eight, Jeez. 9 years
to pay that off.
Be honest, how much?
It was a couple years ago. I remember saying, oh, my gosh, extremely expensive. But there's like something swears 5,000 lights. It's okay. 5,000, and you can make it any color you want.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
The ones I saw most recently at Costco were like $970.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was a couple years. So I have
Supporting
a lot of
Supporting the big box stores.
I know. Mm-hmm. You're right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was the first tree I saw that I was like, you know, that's the best looking fake tree I've ever seen. And the lights were amazing. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to go for it. And we'll have no real trees for 10 years.
But the lights. Some people would love to have that much to 100%. Spend on their kids for Christmas for 5 years.
Still paying it off in the credit card.
Mm-hmm. No, I got one a couple years ago, a fake one. That was a big one. I thought was expensive for $350.
And that is expensive.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, 4 years, that's okay. But the one I got was half that, and it's really nice. White, it has the fake snow on
it.
Pre-lit,
flocking?
The flocking, uh-huh. Pre-lit.
Nothing compares, though, to the smell
of
the evergreen.
I prefer that, but they were like, it's like, if they're not into it, then I'm just going to get this, and then we can maybe do both 1 year.
But see, you make that. They are your children.
But,
you make them
into
it.
But also, I saw $100 for a tree. I'm like, no thanks.
Yeah, local.
Yeah, I know.
That's my argument for it.